From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The European Court of Justice rules that CRISPR crops and other gene-edited foods must be treated as classical transgenic GMOs, putting the EU at sharp odds with the U.S. over biotechnology. According to AgriMarketing.com, the ruling will force gene-edited plants to go through a regulatory process that typically costs about $35 million, meaning only large companies will be able to afford the regulations. U.S. regulators have taken the position gene-edited crops don't pose a problem because they involve no foreign genes and are essentially genetically identical to crops developed through traditional crossbreeding. EU soybean imports from the U.S. almost quadrupled early in the new marketing year, the week after it struck a deal with President Trump to avert a trade war as buyers responded to a sharp drop in prices. Agriculture.com reports EU officials say the coalition of new bi-monthly import data shows the rise was the first concrete follow-up on the EU-U.S. joint statement agreed in Washington between Commission President Juncker and President Trump. U.S. farmers could receive cash payments from a planned $12 billion aid package as soon as September, but Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue warns the program will not make tariff-hit farmers whole. Perdue tells Agriculture.com the plan would include between $7 and $8 billion in direct cash relief. U.S. growers are expected to take an $11 billion hit due to retaliatory tariffs.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.